ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय, ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय, ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। नारायणं नमस्कृत्य नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयमुदीरयेत्। नष्टप्रायेषु भद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवते भगवती उत्तम श्लोके भक्तिर्भवती नैष्टुकी। मुखं करोति वाचालं पङ्गुलङ्गते गिरिं यत्कृपात्रमहं वन्दे परमानन्दमाधवं श्रीचैतन्य ईश्वरं। हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे। वी आर रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्लोक 34 चैप्टर 5 Canto 2, chapter's name is The Cosmic Manifestation. Varsha puga sahasrante tad andam udake shayam kala karma sabhavastho jiva jivana jivam ajvayat. Varsha puga sahasrante tad andam udake shayam kala karma sabhavastho jiva jivam ajvayat. Word by word meaning, translation and purport by Srila Prabhupada. Jai Srila Prabhupada. Varshapuga, many years. Sahasrante, of thousands of years. Tat, that. Andam, the universal globe. Udake, in the casual water. Sayam, being drowned. Kala, kal, eternal time. Karma, action. Swabhavastha, according to the modes of nature. Jiva, the lord of living beings. Ajivam, non-animated. Ajivya, caused to be animated. Translation by Prabhupada, Jai Shri Prabhupada. Thus, all the universes remain thousands of aeons within water, the causal ocean, and the lord of living entities being entered in each of them, caused them to be fully animated. Purport. The Lord is described here as the Jiva because He is the leader of all other Jivas, living entities. In the Vedas, He is described as the Nitya, the leader of all the Nityas. The Lord's relationship with living entity is like that of father with the sons. The sons and the fathers are qualitatively equal, but father is never the son, nor is the son ever the father who begets. So, as described above, Lord is Garbhodakshay Vishnu or Hiranyagarbha Supersoul, enters into each and every universe and causes it to be animated by begetting living entities within the womb of material nature, as confirmed in Bhagavad Gita 14.3. After each annihilation of the material creation, all the living entities are merged within the body of the Lord. And the other creations, they are again impregnated with the material energy. In material existence, therefore, material energy is seemingly the mother of living entities, and the Lord is the father. When, however, the animation takes place, the living entities revive their own nature activities under the spell of time and energy, and thus varieties of living beings are manifested. The Lord, therefore, is ultimately the cause of all animation in the material world.
Sri Radha Krishna Pada Sagana Lalika Sri Shanta Sri He Krishna Karna Sindhu Dina Bandhu Jagat Pate Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namastate Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishbhano Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vancha Kalpataro Vrishcha Kripa Sindhu Pai Vacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namah. Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Radhara Shiva Sadi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda. Hare Krishna 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. So we're reading from Canto 2, chapter 5 and Shloka 34. The chapter's title is Causes of All, the Cosmic Manifestation. And the translation for the shloka is the translation by Srila Prabhupada, Jaya Srila Prabhupada. Thus all the universes remain thousands of aeons in the water, the causal ocean, and the Lord of living beings entering in each of them cause them to be fully animated. So last few classes we went through the whole process of creation, you know, like we had those nice detailed charts about about how from Krishna Mahavishnu comes, and from then Shirodakshaya Vishnu comes, who's lying in the causal ocean, and from his pores millions, he's breathing from pores of all of his body, and all from all his body millions of universes are manifesting, they're coming out, millions of universes, and from his navel Lord Brahma appears. So from his navel a lotus feet appear, a flower appears, and on the flower Lord Brahma appears. From Shirodakshaya Vishnu, then the Garbhodakshaya Vishnu comes, who goes into each of those universe which came out from the pores of Shirodakshaya Vishnu, and each of those Garbhodakshaya Vishnu which went into the different planets, Lord Brahma appears. And Lord Brahma appears, the creation, and Srila Prabhupada gave example of like a Lego game, you know, like where kids is given all the material and he just puts together them, and then he says, oh, I've created this. So Lord Brahma is saying that everything was given to me, he just created, and he got all the power from Krishna, all the Shakti from Krishna. So that's the correct understanding of any devotee, that that they don't consider themselves the doer, they consider themselves to be just an instrument in the hand of Lord. So Lord Brahma is the topmost in the living entities, and he's kind of giving us that gyan to his son. And here Lord Brahma is explaining in this shloka that once those universes, millions of universes coming out of the pores of the body are remaining in the water, on the water of causal ocean for thousands of aeons, like millions and trillions of years, the desires of living entity who wanted to enjoy the material world. So we are here in this material world because of our own free will, and to enable us to experience our free will, or whatever, fulfill our desire to lord over material nature, this whole material nature was created. Now he gives example, His Holiness Bhaktisiddhanta Swami Maharaj gives example that like a kid, he may want some object and which is not favorable for him, but still if he still goes and asks his parent and does, you know, hurt zid ho jati, that I want this, and the parent let him take that object, sometimes to just realize that that's not favorable for him. So same way Lord created this material universe for us to just realize that this place is not favorable for us. So people may say, oh, Lord has given us free will, we've come here, why not enjoy this? Lord has created this for us. So we shouldn't forget that Lord gave us the free will, Lord provided this material nature for us to lord over,
But at the same time, he sent Srila Prabhupada as well. At the same time, he appeared as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu as well. At the same time, he's sending so many devotees in our life to understand that this place is not for us. This place is Dukhalyam. This place is Ashashvatam. So, His Holiness Bhakti Charvanaj really, you can feel the conviction in his voice, and he's saying that's why whatever happens in this material world, the devotee of Krishna remains fixed in his sadhana, because he knows that all of these things are transient, all of these things are temporary. So he remains fixed. He doesn't lament when there is the suffering. He doesn't become happy when there is joy. He remains fixed in his sadhana, and he derives immense pleasure from that service. So what happened, like when we looked at all these all these complex creation things, you know, like we saw seven planets below, seven planets above, Sutala, Bhutala, and then we saw that what happens in those, in one class we got a glimpse of what happens in these planets. So I was just thinking that, you know, this is one universe, and when we're talking about Lord Shirodakshaya Vishnu and Garbho Dakshaya Vishnu, and then we're saying that Shirodakshaya Vishnu entering each of those universes, and then there is a story when Lord Brahma came to see Lord Vishnu, and he was a bit puffed up. So Lord Vishnu understood that what's going on in Brahma's mind. So when he reaches the gate, then the guards ask him that what's your purpose? So Brahma says that go tell Lord Vishnu that Brahma has come. So when the guards go inside, they come out and they ask Brahma that Lord is asking which Brahma. So Lord Brahma gets perplexed that what about which Brahma? I am the Brahma. But then when he goes into, he faints inside, because he sees that there are so many Brahmas. And he is just a four-headed Brahma, and there were Brahmas with millions of heads, because the number of heads of Brahmas was proportionate to the universe he's managing. So maybe if he is a Brahma with four head and there's a Brahma with million heads, means there's a universe which is 250 times bigger than this universe. So I was just thinking that, you know, like it's such a complex material world and such a tiny brain which is not even able to remember what we did yesterday or 3 days before, or you know, remember simple shlokas of the Lord, or like how I made mistake in the when we started the class about mixing up Garbho Dakshaya Vishnu and Shirodakshaya Vishnu. That shows fragility of this mind, you know. So when I was thinking about it, then I thought that let's look at how to get out of this material world which is so complex to understand. But if you in the contrast to get out of this material world is so simplified by Lord Shri Krishna, and then through various instructions, and those instructions are passed through disciplic succession through all the acharyas and Srila Prabhupada and all the gurus today. So I tried to put together kind of it's a big vast subject, but kind of a summary of bhakti yoga, you know, which we are all trying to practice. So bhakti is derived from Sanskrit word bhaj, which means loving service, and yoga in Sanskrit means connection. So bhakti yoga means connected to supreme by means of loving pure devotion service. There are simple ways to awaken this dormant loving service to the supreme personality of Godhead. And what are those simple loving, dormant loving service? That we have to see, that we see that, you know, there are 9 processes of bhakti which is described by Prahlad Maharaj in 7th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam. So first one is Shravanam. So Shravanam is, Shravanam or hearing is displayed by Parikshit Maharaj. You know, because of Parikshit Maharaj we have this Bhagavatam today. We are able to listen to the pastimes of Krishna. We are able to listen to the pastimes of all of these devotees. And he perfected his life by listening to Srimad Bhagavatam in last 7 days of his appearance as Parikshit Maharaj. Then Kirtanam, so which is like chanting, and in the same pastime of Parikshit Maharaj, Sukhdev Goswami showed us the Kirtanam. He recited all the glories of Lord Krishna through Bhagavatam. And next comes is Smarnam. Smarnam is like always remembering Krishna. And we have great example of Prahlad Maharaj, that whatever calamities came in his life through his most dear father, he still remained fixed in remembering Krishna all the time. Then comes Padsevanam, which is attending to at the lotus feet of Lord Shri Krishna. And who's better example than Maharaj Prithu, who always served Lord in various aspects. Then comes Archanam, worshipping deities of Lord Krishna. So when we go to Vrindavan and we go to the 6 Goswami temples, we see those deities were actually speaking to those 6 Goswamis. They had so much attachment to these deities. They worshipped them so nicely that these deities were actually responding to these 6 Goswamis. So all these deities in our home, we have them, and we see them in so many ways. They respond to us, you know. We're trying to search for an answer, and many times we are perplexed with something. We come to these deities, we pray to them, and they kind of respond in so many ways. Then comes Vandanam, praying to Lord Krishna. So here we have example of Akrura, you know, wherein Akrura prayed to the Lord when he was taking them to Mathura. Then comes Dasyam. So Dasyam has Hanumanji is setting a good example that how to be servant of Krishna. He had Krishna in his heart. Like many people say, oh, Krishna is in my heart, Krishna is in my heart, Ram is in my heart, but not do anything. But see, Lord, when he Hanumanji pulled up his heart, everybody could see Ram Bhagwan sitting there, but he didn't stop there. He continued to serve Lord Ram. And then comes Sakhyam, which is becoming dear friend to Lord Krishna. So our Lord Arjun is a good example that how in a Sakhyam bhava, and all the gopas in Vrindavan, they were all sakha of Krishna. And then comes Atmanivedanam, which is complete surrender. And the complete surrender is displayed by Bali Maharaj. You know, when When Lord asked that where should I keep my third feet, Bali Maharaj gave his head and he said that you can put your third feet here. So all these nine processes of bhakti are very sublime, and Srila Prabhupada has made such a nice platform for us to practice all of them, all of these nine processes. We can only pick one of them and we can perfect our life. So if we just follow the teachings of Srila Prabhupada, if we just follow the program set by Srila Prabhupada, we will do all of these. Like just the morning program is complete with these nine processes of bhakti. Now there are 64 angas of bhakti as per Srila Rupa Goswami's Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu. There are five principal angas, and the five principal angas are Naam Kirtan, Bhagavat Shravan, Sadhu Sangha, Mathura Vas, and Preeti Purvak Murti Seva. Naam Kirtan, if we draw a Venn diagram, there are so many things which will come as a common thing in these, which is Naam Kirtan, because Lord Himself is saying that Naam Naam Akari Bahuda Nij Sarva Shakti. So He's saying that I am manifesting all my Shakti in my names. So many wonderful names of Krishna, Govinda, Madhava, Madhusudana, Keshav. All these names are full of Shakti is manifested by Krishna in them. Then Bhagavat Shravan, we heard that Shravanam in the nine process of bhakti as well, and here also Bhagavat Shravan is an important anga of bhakti. Now the more we listen about someone, the more asakti will develop in them. In Bhagavad Gita, in chapter 2, shloka 62, I think Lord says that contemplation leads to attachment, and attachment leads to lust, and lust leads to anger. Now if this is lust is converted into thinking always about Krishna, converts into love. So lust is a reflection, material reflection or contaminated reflection of love for Krishna. But then if we put that contemplation only in Bhagavad Shravan, then that attachment will be towards Krishna, not for the material things. But if we'll do that contemplation of the material things, then it will lead to attachment, which will lead to lust, and which will lead to anger. And then I think in chapter 3 somewhere Lord Krishna says that this anger is the greatest enemy of the material existence. So by just doing Bhagavad Shravan, we can eliminate that anger. Then Sadhu Sangha doesn't mean that we just go to Sadhu Sangha have their darshan. The reason for Sadhu Sangha and next Mathura Vas, both of them, is to go and listen to them. Go to listen from them that what are their realization. Listen to pastimes of Lords from them. I mean, if we do Sadhu Sangha or go to Mathura Vas or Dham Vas, that itself is purifying, but the because it says sadhu sangha sarv siddhi hoy, love matra sadhu sangha sarv siddhi hoy. So it is important to have sadhu sangha, and it is important to have Mathura Vas, but the consciousness there should be to gain more knowledge from them, or to extract more realization from them, which is inspiring for us. And then Priti Purvak Murti Seva. So deity, these deity worship, I mean, they give this example given for deity worship is that, you know, like in olden days, we used to have these post boxes. So we can go and put our letter in the post box and it will reach destination. So these deities have come to our homes like their post box for the main so we can put our prayers here and the prayers will reach Krishna. Then so we had 9 processes of bhakti and then 5 principal angas of bhakti. Once we are practicing these processes or applying these principal angas of bhakti, then comes various stages. Now, why these stages are important to understand is that we can keep measuring ourselves. You know, like in material world as well, we have like key performance indicators wherein we look at how we are performing against our objectives. So these 9 stages will keep us in check whether are we progressing or not, are we getting there or not. So first stage is Shraddha. Shraddha is like faith, and here faith means that we have unsteady on and off kind of relationship with Lord. It's not fixed faith yet. This is the first stage, Shraddha. Like people start to go to temple or look at deities. So I was relating to these stages to myself. And then first we started to go to Hare Krishna temples or was only to have prasad, you know. And then we saw deities and we got attracted to deities. And then once you start do the first step, the second step follows is sadhu sangha. So we met some devotees and we started to associating with them, and those devotees started to kind of give us little Krishna consciousness. And then comes bhajan kriya, which is performance of devotional service. So then these devotees whom you are associating with, they will give you a small service, like Anand Vrindavan Prabhu is giving us service every day, every class, that okay, you do this, you do that, okay, you read purport, okay, do the prem dhwani. So that's like bhajan kriya, performing devotional service here and there. Based on the more and more service we will do, the more and more our unwanted attachments will go down. So that was like anartha nivritti. So that's the stage we are all at there, because there's so many anarthas of so many lifetimes still there in the heart, that we have to do more and more devotional service so that the more and more anartha nivritti happens. When the anartha nivritti stage is perfected, then comes nishtha, then comes steadiness, that yeah, I have to do this service. You look forward for those service. Then 16 rounds means every day 16 rounds. Then Mangalarti means every day Mangalarti. Then reading Bhagavatam means every day Bhagavatam. Then there is no deviation. Then it's like firm faith, nishtha. Once we are having nishtha, when we have steadiness, we are doing day again and again, day again and again, same things, then comes ruchi. Then we develop taste. Then it doesn't comes like, oh, I have to do japa. We'll say, oh, I want to do japa. Then it's not that, oh, I have to do Bhagavatam, read Bhagavatam because I gave promise to my Guru Maharaj. No, then it will come taste. Oh, I need to. Then if you don't do that day, then you will miss it, that, oh, I didn't read Bhagavatam today. How many people today, by raise of hand, tell us that if you don't read Bhagavatam, you miss it? None of us. Yeah. And then comes asakti. Asakti means then attachment, real attachment will happen to the service, real attachment to the Lord will happen. Then we will say that, oh, I have firm faith, oh, I love Krishna. Now, so many people in, especially in India, when we tell that, oh, we're trying to become devotee, or they ask you, why you're doing this, why you're chanting 16 rounds, why you're reading Bhagavatam, they say, when we tell that we are trying to remember Krishna, they say, oh, we remember Krishna all the time, we always remember Krishna, we always say thanks to him. But then that's not the steady firm faith, or that's not a steady firm attachment, because that's still unwavering, that's still wavering. When it is unwavering, then it is asakti, then it is complete attachment. And once we attach to something, when we attach to our deities, when we attach to our reading of Bhagavatam, when we attach to doing the arati, when we attach to listening, then our bhava is developed, when the love is developed. So if you're not following these first seven steps, and we say that, oh, we have bhava, then it is not the real bhava. That's like a infatuation stage towards, it's not a real love yet. So unless we have done devotional service, unless we have listened to Krishna's pastimes, unless we have served the devotees, unless we have developed the taste for holy name, the bhava is not real bhava. It's still at the scratching the surface level. And then comes pure love and pure love for Krishna, which is manifested, or which is shown by, displayed by all the gopis, wherein they were complaining to Brahma that why did you make such a defective body that we can't see Krishna continuously, our eyes blink. So they couldn't even bear blinking of eyes, separation from Krishna. So that's kind of a pure love. And if you analyze these nine stages of bhakti, and if you analyze these things, all these sannyasis like His Holiness Bhakti Charu Maharaj, His Holiness Radha Govind Swami Maharaj, His Holiness Jayapataka Swami Maharaj, or Guru Maharaj, they are showing us that it works. These stages work. They have so much love for Krishna. They have so much attachment to their service. In such a pandemic state, Maharaj was sitting comfortably in Ujjain, but he took pains to go to perform his service. We are not even going to our offices. We are not even we didn't leave for 3 months from our home. So we are so attached to this material existence or material body. And they are nitya muktas. They are nitya muktas, and they are completely attached in their service. They have so much nishtha, steadiness. Then comes these nine stages of bhakti, and then there is another way to look at it, is the spiritual advancement is into three principal stages, which is sambandha, abhidya, and prayojana. So when Yudhishthir Maharaj was leaving the planet, he made Parikshit Maharaj as the emperor of the world, and Vrajnab, who was great grandson of Krishna, he was ruling Mathura. So he wanted, Vrajnab wanted to kind of glorify his great grandfather Lord Shri Krishna by establishing various deities. So he went to the bank of Yamuna and sat under the desire tree Kalpavraksha and meditated upon this this bhava to serve or to glorify his to glorify Lord Shri Krishna. So Vishwakarma came, and then he requested Vishwakarma to create deities.
Oh yeah, slightly missed that part. Can you kindly repeat that 2-3 lines? Last I missed that one.
So Sambandha. So we were talking about Sambandha, Abhidya, and Prayojana. And Sambandha, Abhidya, Prayojana can be related to the stages in spiritual advancement. So what happened, like when Yudhishthir Maharaj had left, he had put Parikshit Maharaj to rule the world, and Lord Shri Krishna's great grandson Vrajna was ruling in Mathura. So Vrajna wanted to glorify Lord Shri Krishna. So he goes to Mathura, he goes to the banks of Yamuna and meditates under desire tree. When he was meditating under desire tree, Lord Vishwakarma appears. So he requests Vishwakarma that this is his desire. So he requests Vishwakarma to create deities of Krishna. So Vishwakarma creates one deity, and then they called Mother Uttara because Mother Uttara had seen Krishna Shakshat, and Mother Uttara comes and sees the deity and says that the part from feet up till the waist looks exactly like Krishna. So those deities are Radha Raman. Sri Radha Raman ki jai. And then Vishwakarma gives another triumix, another deity, and then they call again Mother Uttara, and Mother Uttara says that this deity is looks exactly like Krishna from waist till his neck or till his chest, and those deities are Radha Govindji. Then again Lord Vishwakarma has been called and asked to create deity, and then he makes the deities, and when Mother Uttara comes and sees, she turns her pallu on the face, because she says that, oh, this deity exactly looked like, the face exactly looks like Krishna, and these are Radha Gopinath deities. So I think Radha Govindji and Radha Gopinath deities are in Jaipur, and Radha Raman is in Vrindavan. So if we see all these three deities, we can see exactly how Krishna looked like. And acharyas have defined that Radha Raman deities are Sambandha deities, and the guru, principal guru, is Sanatan Goswami, and it explains our relationship with Krishna. Sambandha means a relationship, that we are eternal servitors of Krishna. Yeah, and he is cause of all causes. So at Sambandha stage, we understand our relationship with Krishna. Then comes Abhidya, and the principal deities for Abhidya is Radha Govindji, and Rup Goswami is the spiritual master for this stage. And at this stage, under the guidance of our spiritual master, we perform devotional service. So Abhidya is the stage that once we have understood the Sambandha, once we have understood our relationship, we perform under the understanding of that relationship in Abhidya. And once we have done again and again, or done the devotional service, then comes the final stage, which is Prayojana, where we are in steady faith, when we've achieved Krishna prema. And the principal deity is the Radha Gopinath, and the Acharya is Raghunath Das Goswami. So when Krishna gave us free will to come to this material world and lord over material, because we wanted to lord over material things, he didn't leave us like that. He didn't say, okay, yeah, you want this, go ahead and take it. But then at the same time, he sent all this jnana as well through his through the devotees. Now, if we have to see all these things are theoretical, then how to put these jnana in practice? Then we have to go to the Mahajanas and see how they have practiced it. And the 12 Mahajanas to follow, that we have to see the which are given by Srimad Bhagavatam, is Bali Maharaj, Bhishma, Brahma, Janaka, Kapil Deva, Narada Muni, Sanat Kumar, Shiva, Prahlad Maharaj, Sukadev Goswami, Swayambhu Manu, and Yamraj. So the shloka is Swayambhur, Narada, Shambhu, Kumara, Kapila, Manu, Prahlado, Janaka, Bhishma, Baler, Vyasakir, Vayam. These 12 Mahajanas were quoted by Yamraj. So in chapter, in Canto 6, chapter 3, it's about the instruction of Yamraj to his followers, Yamadutas, when they were trying to bring Ajamil, and they get defeated by Vishnu Dutas, they were perplexed, and they went to Yamraj and they said, Yamraj, we thought that you are most powerful, you are the enforcer of the law. How come there are two enforcer of law? How come somebody overruled your orders? How we will implement the law then if there are two enforcers? So Yamraj tells them that you may be seeing me as powerful, but there is someone more powerful than me. Like how here Lord Brahma is telling Narada that there is someone who's more powerful than me. So Yamraj is saying that I am one of these 12 people. So Yamraj quoted these 12 people, that I am one of these 12 people who have realized that Krishna is supreme, and whoever realized this fact doesn't take birth again, doesn't go through the suffering. So he's telling that these laws which we are trying to enforce doesn't apply to them. So in response to inquiry by Yamdutas, so you know, Lord is very, very merciful. He's just not left us in desert without any anything. We wanted to come to desert, but Lord sent a GPS with us. He said that whenever you want to come back, just press start button and then it will lead you back. Yeah. So we may be wandering in this material world, but we just have to press that button on GPS that I want to go back. And the path is given here. The Bhakti Yoga is given here. And if you compare and contrast with the material universe which we were seeing in last few classes, this is so simple. You know, if you compare the complexity of material world and if you simplicity of Bhakti Yoga, this is much more simpler. It's just that we have to make that desire that I want to pray like Bali Maharaj. I want to be fixed in Krishna consciousness like Prahlad Maharaj. I want to serve Krishna like Srila Prabhupada. I want to have ruchi or taste of Krishna Katha like how His Holiness Radha Govind Maharaj speaks and becomes so attached to the Krishna Katha. And as I was saying in the glorification to His Holiness Radha Govind Swami Maharaj, that all this material universe, seven planets above, seven planets below, and Bhutal to Brahmalok, all of them, if you practice this bhakti yoga, become as big as the khur, yani jo gaay ka bachda hota hai na, uske pair ke mein jab dhas jata hai mitti mein, to jo gadda hota hai, to usme jo pani bharta hai, utna bada ho jata hai. So it's like as big as the water filled in that khur. And then we have different types of prayers we can do. We can praise the Lord in our prayer. We can confess because we have, we keep committing sins, we keep committing mistakes. So we can confess to the Lord, but not like a one way of confession is that if you confess and try to do the commit the sin again, is given the analogy given is to the hathi bath, you know, like the elephant bathing in the river, and as soon as he comes out, he put dust all over him. So confession shouldn't be like that. Confession should be real confession, that we don't commit the same mistake again. And then we can thank Lord in every prayer that He's given us association of devotees, He's given us all this gyan, He's given us so much love. Then we can pray for ourselves. To ourselves means our own spiritual advancement, our own bhaktis, our own anartha nivritti, our own nishtha, our own taste for Lord's name, our own asakti in serving Him, our own bhava for Him. And then we can pray for others. So devotees are most compassionate, like the whole world is chanting for recovery of His Holiness Bhakti Charu Swami Maharaj. When Jayapataka Swami Maharaj was in, His Holiness Jayapataka Swami Maharaj was in critical situation, the whole world was praying, reporting how many extra japas they did. So praying for others, not only for devotees, I mean even for every living entity, because a devotee understands that Paramatma is within every living entity, every atom. So praying for others. So it's a very big topic. I tried to put as much as I could with my limited understanding in this slide. I will conclude here with humble request that please bless me that one of these I could practice any of the things which I said today. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna Prabhuji, thank you so much. Yesterday, Rajmul Prabhuji was saying me that the previous speakers have said so high standards, I will not be able to match them. So I just told him, don't worry, you are one of them. And he so nicely today, I think from whole material creation, he took us to the sublime bhakti yoga and all processes so with clarity in one slide. This slide will remain grilled in our hearts and minds forever. So very nice, Prabhuji. Brilliant, superb class. Thank you so much.
Please bless me, Prabhu. That
one thing I want to say, Prabhuji, I think that the Leela of Brahma, that many Brahmas came, I think that was part of Krishna Leela.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Brilliant, superb.
Thank you. Prabhu,
and
please.
I think Girdhari Prabhu, you requested Shri already Prabhupada to share that slide with all of us.
Sure.
So please share that slide.
Sure, Prabhu.
Yes, so Shri please share. This is a wonderful sheet. Everything is
No, it was really perplexing me, the whole material creation. So.
And so, Prabhu, I forgot to say one more thing. That during your class, you referred several times to Bhakti Charu Swami Maharaj. And I think that's a very nice way, I think, and that's the way Narad Muni teaches, and that's the way Srila Prabhupada and other Acharya teaches, that they always refer to this Maharaj said like that, this Acharya said like that. That gets rid of our ego, that I am transmitting that knowledge. No, this knowledge I have received from this source, this pramanic source. So that was a very good point that you were referring to Bhaktisharu Swami Maharaj always. That's brilliant, super.
No, I was lucky enough to have his class on the shloka, so I just repeated what he said. So, like, so that's why I'm saying that please bless me that one day I can practice even one thing from that slide.
You already just broke.
Any questions, comments? Please let me know.
Prabhu is very, very well prepared, Rajamuni.
Thank you, Prabhu. All Srila Prabhupada, like, all grace to Srila Prabhupada, Srila Prabhupada ki jai.
Actually, that's our role. We've got nothing to give except passing what we've heard from the Acharyas, from the Guru, from the devotees. We're a medium. That's exactly what we do. So long as we do that, we are in the right path. The moment we start manufacturing our own idea, concocting and all that, that's when the problem comes. Otherwise, we live at the mercy of the Guru, the devotees and the Acharyas. We hear, we understand it, we practice it, and then we give. You know, we give for the others. And that way it's effective. So you're doing the right thing. I really like the examples he gave as well, like the devotees. We've seen the devotees who have been practicing Krishna consciousness and preaching since Prabhupada time. You mentioned a few of the stalwart devotees, even my Guru Maharaj, Advaita Swami and all that. It's amazing, you know, from the time they joined, 50, 60 years on, still study, 24 hours, focus, preaching, chanting, hearing, distributing, you know, Krishna consciousness. I mean, that is perfect example of steadiness. You know, to be steady in Krishna consciousness. That's what Krishna is saying. Satatam ketam pulam utantasya dridhavata. We have to do things repeatedly in a steady manner. So, nice example. So, I like the example he gave about Vajranab as well.
Yeah.
How he transformed Mathura by establishing Sri Krishna's pastime places, different places, and establishing the deities. Some of those deities actually, well, the main six ones have gone to Jaipur, like you mentioned, Radha Govinda, Radha Damodar, Radha Gopinath, and also Srinathji. The famous Srinathji was one of them.
Yeah.
So those are the original ones that have gone to Jaipur. So whenever you get the opportunity to go to Jaipur, you can have darshan of those original deities that were installed by Vajranab, the great grandson of Krishna. Very famous deities in Jaipur. So, nice class. I really enjoyed it. Thank you very much.
Thanks.
One more point, Prabhuji, I just forgot to say that the way you said that the Prabhu, Lord created and he gave this all material creation for us to enjoy. But at the same time, being a caring father, he also sends Srila Prabhupada, he also sends Narada Muni, he also sends all these acharyas to take us back. That was a very good point.
Thank you.
Prabhu Krishna. Very nice class, Prabhu, coming back to basics. I like the structure of your class, that you told that it is complex and then you delivered it so nicely, and you said, okay, it's all complex, don't forget, don't worry about it, let's get to bhakti and get back to it. So that was very, very nice, and all the examples you cited were all very practical, and you've been quoting all the Maharaj and all, very nice, Prabhu, really enjoyed your class. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Prabhu.
Let us, Pravesh Prabhu, recap it, then we can have another 5-10 minutes after that. Let Pravesh Prabhu recap it.
Komal Mataji wanted to say something. Hare Krishna.
No, I just wanted to ask, you know, like in the 12 Mahajans, I always thought the Ved Vyas is also one of the Mahajans. But he was like, you know, I read all these, but today I memorized them. So I didn't like. I thought Ved Vyas is also one of the Mahajans. So he's not one of the Mahajans.
Ved Vyas is incarnation of Lord. Ved Vyas is incarnation of Lord.
So that's why even that's what I thought also. Yeah. So I just wanted to clarify. Yeah.
Thank you.
And one one of the lecture I heard just one week back and all, you know, one of the preacher, he was so humble and all. You know what he said? He said, I'm the dog of the Prabhupada and I will only say whatever Prabhupada has said. So I was just saying, look at his humbleness. Like, you know, he said, I'm only the dog and I will only repeat whatever I've heard about from him and like that and all. So like how you were saying, I've heard about my guru and I'm just preaching the same thing and all. So really like how the, I just felt like, you know, when he said that, I said like, you know, look at his humbleness, how he's saying that.
Mamataji, yeah. I don't have any intelligence of my own, so I'm just repeating whatever Maharaj has said. Yeah.
Okay, Pravesh Prabhuji.
Hare Krishna Prabhuji. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Pranam to Tendot, pranam to all the devotees. Hare Krishna. So, recap of the class given by Sri Prajapati Prabhu. Srimad Bhagavatam 2.5, 3.4, 34. So it is, to begin with, it was a very complex shloka, and Rigvami Prabhu started the class with giving a simile with the animated word. So this whole universe is animated word, and we are playing our role as a character in this world. So it is enlightening to know that this world is not what we see or everything. It is, we are seeing the small part of a movie and we are animated characters in this. Then he explained the Mahavishnu and his expansion into Garbhodaya Vishnu and Shirodaya Vishnu. So Garbhodaya Vishnu goes into each of the planets and then Shirodaya Vishnu goes into each of them as living entities. And millions of universes are manifesting from Mahavishnu's body and getting annihilated. Then Prabhu recited the story of Brahma, how Brahma went to meet the Krishna, and then he said that I am the Brahma, but Krishna's doorman said that which Brahma, which planet's Brahma you are. So then Brahma is also became very thoughtful that okay, I am not the only Brahma, there are multiple Brahmas and there are multiple universes that they are managing. So the takeaway from this part of the class is that our position is as the instrument of the Krishna and not as the doer. As the Brahma was thinking himself as a doer, but then he realized that he is a part of an instrument of Krishna. We are also a very small instrument in the hand of Krishna. Then he explained that why this material world is manifested, and he gave example of, he quoted Bhakti Charu Maharaj, that Lord Krishna wanted to enjoy the manifestation and we are in this world to fulfill our free will according to his choice. To explain this point, to elaborate it further, he gives the analogy of a small child which is asking for something which is not good for the child, and he persists in his demand, then father or mother gives him that thing just to teach him a lesson, not that the child will enjoy. They know that he will try to enjoy it, but he will harm himself, and then he will realize that the parents were right. So this is one of the very beautiful example. Devotee, and then he sent to help our child, like we take the help of our teachers. So Krishna came in form of Sri Lord Chaitanya himself, and he sent his disciples Mahaprabhu, Pad, Bhaktivedanta Mahaprabhu, Prabhupada, to teach us the real lesson, and so that we can realize the best way to deal with this material world is to remain unattached to the material surrounding us and pass through what we have asked for, complete our term in this world and go back to the Sri Krishna. And then how to get out of this material world? So here comes the crux and the beautiful part of the today's class, that first he gave the definition of Bhakti Yoga. Bhaj means living service. Yoga is the connection with the Supreme Lord. So Bhakti
loving
Yoga
service.
Is
loving service.
Loving.
Loving service. Yeah. Bhaj means loving service. And yoga is the connection to the Supreme Lord. So loving service, which is which we do to connect to the Supreme Lord is Bhakti Yoga. And there is an elaborate chart which elaborates and gives us a point by point process of the Bhakti Yoga. So the nine processes of Bhakti Yoga which elaborates is Shravanam, Kirtanam, Smaranam, Pad Sevanam, Archanam, Vandanam, Das Seva, Sakhyam and Atma Yoga. And then he explains the five principles, five angas out of 64 angas of Bhakti. Nam Kirtana, Sadhu Sangha, Mathura Vas, Bhagavat Shravan and Priti Purvak Murti Seva. Then the nine stages of Bhakti as described by the Srila Rupa Goswami. The nine stages are first is to begin with Shraddha, faith, then Sadhu Sangha, Bhajan Kriya, Anartha Nivritti, Nishtha, Ruchi, Asakti and finally the Bhava. The Prem is the purity with love for Krishna, that is the Krishna Prem. Then there are three spiritual advancements which is very difficult to understand by reading, but Brajman Prabhu explained it well. And with examples like Sambandh, he gave example of Sanatan Sambandh between Radha Raman. Abhideya example is Radha Govindji Rupa Goswami and Prayojana Radha Gopinath and Raghunath Das. The next point he emphasized is more and more devotional service is necessary for Anartha Nivritti. The more involvement in the services which is given to us by our elders, our teachers, will help us progressing in the path of Bhakti. Discipline, regularity in the process brings us to the steadiness, and once we will be steady in our practices, then the Asakti may generate. And it is difficult to reach Bhava stage without following the steps and instructions of the Gurus. Then he gave example of Bhakti Charu Maharaj and emphasized that our teachers are showing us the path, and by their example we can see that whatever theory we read and we listen, it is actually best possible practically, and the living examples are our teachers. And to understand all the theory, we need to go to the 12 great devotees of the Lord Vishnu, Bali Maharaj, Bhishma Maharaj, Brahma, Janak, Kapil Minu, Narad Muni, Sanat Kumar, Shiva, Prahlad, Sukhdev Goswami, Swayambhu Manu and Yamraj. And he glorified many of these great devotees. And he ended the class with the five type of prayers so that we know that at what stage we are and what we should do. So the five stages of prayers elaborated were the praise to the Lord, the confession, thankfulness, praying to ourselves and praying for others. And he concluded the class that devotees are trained to pray for others, all living entities, and they do it always with as considering it as an instruction of the Lord Krishna. So, and all the slides were very useful, and as he said that we will read it again and again, and this slide will be very useful for the Bhakti Shastri class as well. Hare Krishna Prabhuji.
Yeah, so nice, Prabhuji. Wow, Pravesh Prabhuji's voice and tone of his speaking is so nice that it goes directly to heart actually. And he gets focused, I don't know, it's very automatically. But when he says, the attention gets focused. His tone and his voice is so, gifted, honestly speaking. Am I right?
He's very sincere. Yeah.
Absolutely.
100%.
Yeah. The sincerity is reflected in his voice.
Yeah. So we have some time for question and answers. If you can want to ask Brajbhumi Prabhuji.
Giridhar Prabhu wanted to say
and something. Also contribute.
Hare Krishna Prabhuji.
Yes, Prabhu. Hare Krishna.
Dhanmapranam. Prabhuji, this wonderful seat, I want to have it.
Sure.
And my questions, Prabhuji, is this seat. Se hai. ये जो 12 जो महाजन हैं उनका जो मैं नाम देखा तो आई वाज वेरी सरप्राइज कि ध्रुव महाराज का नाम इसमें नहीं है. क्या वजह हो सकता है?
आई थिंक दी आई एम नॉट श्योर प्रभु. आई मे नीड टू लुक एट इट और मे बी if Mahaprasad Prabhu wants to say something. I really don't know the answer.
Hindi nahi janta hai.
Giridhari Prabhu ji asking that in that 12th Mahajana, why the name of Dhruv Maharaj is not there?
Well, I mean, there are so many great personalities in the universe. This has been chosen specifically for various reasons, but not just Dhruv Maharaj. There are so many other great personalities too. Mm-hmm. So, I think our take is, you know, the fact that these things are specifically mentioned within the Bhagavatam for us to understand as 12 main authorities, there is plenty of reason behind it. You know, we can always look into that. But it's very difficult to answer why specifically Dhruva is not on the list. Mm. We can give you another 100 personalities why they should be on the list. Mm. But personally, myself, I take it directly at face value. Those 12 have been determined by Bhagavatam for us to understand and accept as 12 authorities. And that's how I see it. I don't have any specific answer why Dhruva Maharaj is not there. I know he's a great personality.
Yeah.
He is one great personality. Just by having one darshan for a moment, darshan of Krishna, he completely gave up all his desire, material desire for royalty, for kingdom and everything. I mean, he was meditating in that forest to be able to take over the kingdom. But the moment he saw Krishna, all that desire, gone. So he is definitely a great personality. But I couldn't tell you why he wasn't on the list. Maybe Ananta Vrindavan and Sudama, maybe you can comment.
Dwadas Mahajan does not mean there is no 13th Mahajan, there is no 14th Mahajan, there is no 15th Mahajan. It does not mean that. The list is 12 people, but the list is infinite actually.
Yeah,
that's lot are infinite, but that list includes 12 principal. It doesn't mean Dhruv Maharaj is not qualified to be in that list, like that. And you can't compare devotees. You can't compare Dhruv Maharaj is inferior to Prahlad Maharaj or Prahlad Maharaj is superior to Dhruv Maharaj. It's not like that.
Yeah.
So list is exhaustive, but those 12 are quoted.
Yeah.
It is
correct, Prabhu.
Yeah, Prabhu, I think Mahaprasad Prabhu is saying correctly. There are infinite numbers of devotees. We don't know who is higher and who is lower. It is different in the Bhagavatam, as these are the top 12. So for I was reading Bhagavatam, the Markandeya Muni, if you see, there are thousands, millions here, we are doing worship and something. So there are a lot of great devotees. That's why we don't know who is the higher and maybe Dhruva Maharaj also 13 or 14 maybe like this.
So this list is not in any particular order. This list is not in particular order that if the first Brahmaji appeared, then Brahmaji is superior to Vyasaki or something like that. That may be in that order, but we should not think that one is inferior to the other and one is superior to the other. They are all our Mahajanas.
And one thing also I wanted to add about these 12 Mahajan is that this also teaches that we need not to be sannyasi to become devotee, or we need not to be brahmachari to be devotee. You see, there are grihasthas in the list, there are kshatriyas in the list, there are devotees who were born in rakshasa kula, also devotees. So the spirituality and religion, there is a disconnect, like man-made religion is very limited in including or excluding someone. But spirituality, anybody can practice without caste, creed, color, janma, anything. So these 12 Mahajans are list reflects that it is the bhakti is meant for everyone. Anybody can perform it. One more thing, realization I was thinking...
Giridhari Prabhu satisfied? Giridhari Prabhu satisfied with the discussion?
Yeah, Prabhuji.
Thank you, sir. Okay. Well, one more thing, I was thinking about this, what corona and stuff we were thinking about today, and people are looking for vaccination. So, like if we have a vaccine of bhakti, then we get immune to the material attachment. So like how if someone gets vaccine and they become immune to hepatitis B, or they get vaccine and they get immune to chickenpox or something. So, you know, like we all had vaccines when we were in kid. But then if we have vaccine of bhakti, then we'll get immune to the material material attachment or material miseries.
I'll be the first candidate.
Yeah, I think Sudama Prabhu, you wanted to say something regarding this Mahajanas.
Yeah.
Sudama Prabhu, you wanted to say something about this Mahajanas. I wanted to say something.
Yes, Prabhu, I mean, I completely concur. It is like, you know, Bhagavadam was manifesting. So that time, I think these 12 Mahajans came in that, but doesn't mean the others are not. So these could be the most primary of them who were most, you know, in the sense, like you have so many Maharads, great personalities in ISKCON. But when it comes to GBC, you know, there is some Maharaj. So, you know, you can't say that this Maharaj is lesser than that Maharaj. So, something like this. So, it's like, it's a vast thing, and you know, there are so many Maharaj. So, it is that when it manifested, these names came, maybe because of Krishna's mercy, or because Bhagavatam is Krishna himself. It's Krishna's manifestation. So, their name is there.
Mm.
And even the other devotees are there. So, it doesn't mean that lower or higher. It's just that time came. Maybe they are the most prominent. At that time when Bhagavatam was manifested, that's what I understand.
In 24 gurus, there is one prostitute also. Correct? In 24 gurus. Am I right? So that prostitute also teaches us something. So she's also on the Maharaj.
So that's what. So I think, yeah, I mean, I concur with all the discussions. That's why I muted it later, because it was all coming out. So it is the same thought process I had.
I think primarily we need to understand the role they play, the 12 authorities. It's a little bit dangerous to think that they are the best, they are the highest. That's not the message. The message is that they've been given a role to play within the universe. Like Narada Muni doesn't discriminate one universe from the other universe. He travels throughout the universe, establishing bhakti, preaching the disseminating devotional service. Yeah. But other personalities like Dhruva or other personalities, they may have their own specific role to play when it comes to bhakti. But these 12 authorities are energized to actually disseminate the message of bhakti throughout the universe. Yeah. But then the role could change every time a creation comes and goes. Like a temple president, for instance, I may be a temple president for one temple. I become the go-to person during that time. But when my role changes and another temple president takes over, he become the go-to person. It's like that. So, like Narada Muni, he travels throughout the universe as one of the Mahajan, because one of his role is to represent the message of Vishnu and Krishna and disseminate and empower all these living entities. So it's a little bit dangerous to think that, oh, they are the best. That's not the message. The message is that they have a role to become the authority for devotional service in the universe. So they are the go-to, you know, personalities for this. Whereas there are other wonderful devotees who have their own specific role according to their nature's arrangements.
Yeah.
Wonderful.
Any more questions? Any more observations, comments?
Do you mean that all these Mahajans are living in some universe somewhere? Are we living, or how do we
there are references that all these pastimes are happening continuously in some or the other universe. Like Dhruv Maharaj has his own planet, and all the pastimes we've been listening are happening in some or the other universes all the time. So Krishna's pastimes are never stop.
Okay, yeah. Thank you.
Mahaprasad Prabhu, you want to add something?
I think he described it very well. I mean, when we say where they live and all that, I mean, we automatically start thinking with our lifestyle on this planet. This personality is there endowed with all kind of power. For instance, the eight powers, the as the cities, for instance, they have that in full. They're not restricted like us in a single planet that, oh, I live here, so that's what. No. I mean, if Narada wants to travel from universe to universe, he has the power. They have those as the cities in full. Not only that, even the senses they have the ability to use their senses in the fullest capacity. For instance, our brain, you know, Krishna has given us this wonderful brain. How much of it do we use? We probably use about 8% of the brain's capacity. But these personalities are not like that. All their senses are 100% effective. You know, they can utilize, you know, even this third eye, you know, the scriptures talk about most of the power that we could have developed, we haven't developed, especially in Kalyuga, early works they do. So they are free to travel, although they live in a higher planetary system and they do their duties for those great personalities. They're not restricted on that specific planet. If they do want to traverse the universe, they can. Like Lord Brahma, he came, right? When Krishna was performing his pastime, he came. Indra, they come. You know, whenever they want to, they can. Most of these great personalities. So although they live in a higher planetary system, the point is that they're not restricted. They are free to travel within the material universe to carry out their duties. Devotional service. I hope that helps, Devi Mataji.
Yes, thank you. No, I mean, I know we are not like spiritual world. We are living in this material universe. So we are somewhere, and now I understand they could be performing, you know, like the Lila goes on and on. We read somewhere, you know, just like the time. Today now in Mauritius it's 9, it's 8 o'clock somewhere. So in the universe it's still going on.
So there are Jivan Buddhas and Jivan Muktas within the universe. The Jivan Buddhas are the conditioned souls. The majority of us are conditioned. We're trying to uncondition ourselves so that we can be liberated, we can go back to Krishna. Whereas Krishna also has Jivan Bhadas, Jivan Muktas, who are totally liberated, but they carry out their duty on behalf of Krishna within the universe. They assist Krishna. Krishna is coming every day. Every day of Brahma, Lord Krishna is coming within the universe. So most of these great personalities, they also come to assist them. Not because they are conditioned like us, they are free. It's like in a prison house, you got a prisoner and you got the workers, right? The workers are free. They can go home every day if they want to. Just because they happen to be in prison officers, they're not prisoners. So these great Mahajans and these great personalities, they are representing Krishna within this material universe. Otherwise, we'll be taught in total darkness. If everybody is conditioned soul, if Krishna doesn't come, if the Mahajans are not there, if the great Jivan Muktas are not there, we'll be lost. The whole universe will be dark. So they are our saving grace. They are our saving grace.
Great, very nice discussions.
Lot of learning.
Any other last question? Any other last question? Any inspiration, anything? Then we move to Nishanastuti.
We can conclude and we'll meet on Sunday, yeah? For the
yes.
So Sunday
everyone is preparing well for with that. All their allotted shlokas, everyone is preparing well. And based on feedback received last week.
So everybody prepared.
I think since Yugal Prabhu is on the scene, I just want to thank him. Because ever since he attended the class last time, he's been communicating with me offline. You know, sending various questions, which is a very good practice. So I welcome any one of you. You're free to communicate with myself, with Sudama Prabhu, with Brajamubi Prabhu, Ananta Vrindavan Prabhu. You know, you don't have to wait once a week for this platform to ask questions. If there is anything that we can discuss, you can engage us. You know, it's nice for us as well. So yeah, I want to thank you, Gaurav, for that. I think the two or three good questions have come through the last couple of weeks, which is good. Good practice.
Yeah, very good.
No, he's sincere devotee. Because of work, he's saying that he is unable to attend, but he's reading Bhagavatam every day. He's chanting 16 rounds. And
very good.
Very sincerely practicing.
He's
offering bhoga to Lord, cooking himself. Hare Krishna. Thank you very much.
Thank you, everyone.
Panchakalpa.
Thank you very much.
Please accept my humble obeisance.
Panchakalpa.
Narsingha Stuti is pending. Narsingha Stuti is there.
Okay.
Who is singing?
Alindi Devidasi.
Hare Krishna.
Namaste Narasimhaya.
Namaste Narasimhaya.
Kala Dela Dadaine.
Kala Dela Dadaine.
Hiranya Kashipurusha.
Hiranya Kashipurusha.
Lakan Jaya Prahlad Maharaj, Jaya Prahlad Maharaj,
Jaya Prahlad Maharaj.
Jaya Pranam.
Jaya Pranam.
Jaya Pranam.
Jaya
Pranam. भक्तिरोमणि प्रहलाद महाराज की
जय
जय
प्रभुपाद की जय
जय
गुरु महाराज की जय
जय
Hare Krishna, everyone. We'll meet again on Sunday. Hare Krishna.
Sunday. This Sunday we have 80 speakers and Gopa Prabhuji included in that one. Yeah. So hope everyone is preparing well for the Sunday and we are very eager to listen, honestly speaking. And as last week, Mahaprasad Prabhuji and Sudama Prabhuji will give feedback. Take those feedback very sincerely to improve your preaching.
Hare Krishna.
Hare
Krishna. Hare
Krishna.
Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna, everyone. Thank you.
Oh.